call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. Great savings and quality service are available for business owners as well. Do you manage your own business? Fire and Ice provides and services commercial units. Need a maintenance contract? Don't think twice. Just call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. And learn more about their services online at fireiceair.com. Installation, financing, service, and repair. Residential or commercial. Fire and Ice Heating and Air, 334-429-2710. Certification number 18183.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
There's one thing in my life that's missing. It's the time that I spend alone. Sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people. They're showing me ways to go. But I never want to lose their inspiration. It's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover. It's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling, out on the sea alone, staring at
in just a few minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Rich
Who
Thomas.
Listens to radio. That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says former special counsel Robert Mueller did a horrible job testifying in Congress yesterday and with his investigation.
But in all fairness to Robert Mueller, he had nothing to work with. You know, you can be a builder, but if they don't give you the right materials, you're not going to build a very good building.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says about Mueller's testimony.
What we saw today was a very strong manifestation, in fact, some would even say indictment, of this administration's cone of silence and their cover-up.
But she says she's still not quite there on impeachment. After nearly 2 weeks of protests, Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello announces he will resign a week from tomorrow.
Es la paz y el progreso para
all that I want is peace and progress
la transformación
for
y el progreso.
Our island.
Chat messages leaked in which Governor Rossello used homophobic and misogynistic language and mocked hurricane victims. This is Fox News.
Did you watch the Mueller testimony?
Oh my God. Two sides, two completely different stories. Pathetic.
Clowns to the left of me.
Jokers to the right.
Here I am stuck in the middle with you.
Ha ha. I can't wait until machines take over the world.
And we won't have to listen to this bipartisan nonsense anymore.
Hey, let's go rig another election.
Can you believe? They still think the Russians did it.
Losers. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
And have I got a treat for you. Today, you're going to be awakened by three international men of mystery and one international woman of mystery. Not to mention an international wonder dog of mystery. Greg Budell, are you ready to go?
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Jay Scott, how do you feel about this mission?
This organization will not tolerate failure.
Emily Hayes, will the team need some extra help today?
Bring in the fembots!
Bailey, the wonder dog. If a chicken walked in on this mission, what would you say to it?
I'm gonna eat ya! Get in my belly!
And Rich Thomas, how does this mission and doing the weather make you feel?
I'm dead sexy.
So I guess when everyone wakes up, they'll all feel shagadelic.
Let's get down to business.
Now stand by for three men.
Molly, 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 molly.
And a lady.
Well, we're gonna find out in just a second if we're record-breaking low temperature territory this morning. In the meanwhile, get ready for a big Thursday. I'm Greg. Jay Scott, getting random facts ready.
Hey, Scott.
Emily Hayes, always a good time.
Yay, fun.
And now, the
forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Yeah, you know that 1892 record may be safe. Earlier this morning, we were at 66. The record is 64. But the temperature has creeped up a couple of degrees.
Oh.
So we're at 67. I know. Why not break the record?
Yeah.
But the important number is the dew point, which is 59 right now. Our forecast, sunshine, tolerable humidity again, with a high temperature up to about 89, but it's a tolerable 89. Then, tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool, but still nice, 68. Tomorrow's high, 91. Sunshine, dry, a tad more humidity towards evening. Low tomorrow night, 69. Saturday and Sunday, hot and humid, low 90s. Widely scattered pop-up storms here and there, and more of the same on Monday and Tuesday as summertime is back. And this is a footnote in history. Right now, this morning, we have a little north breeze at 4 miles per hour, some scattered clouds. Temperature is 67 now at 611.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
It's Thursday.
Are you up?
Are you up?
Are you up yet?
What might this ear be?
This is your wake-up call.
This is your wake-up call.
This is a wake-up call.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Well, you're gonna get one.
Okay, all right, calm down.
Sorry, I just haven't had my coffee yet.
Okay.
All right.
So now let's get this show started.
Hey, it's me and my newly organized brain this morning at 6:11.
Oh, yeah, you got the thing done.
Yes.
Do you feel like it benefited you?
Yes, I do. I felt like it benefited me when I left.
Oh.
It takes about 25 minutes to do. They put the you don't feel anything.
You were a subject yesterday, right?
In a way, yes, because they're teaching this technology to people, so I was happy to be in the middle. And I learned a lot more just by being the subject, too.
Mm-hmm. The test subject?
Yes.
So that was nice of you to donate your body to science.
No, let me throw that word away. Test. It's been tested. It's been tested in double-blind studies and everything else. And it's been very effective on everything from PTSD.
You were a demo person.
For the people who are going to be administering this technology, the ISIS technology, yeah. But at the end of it, I use the word that I rarely use because I think it's kind of pretentious and phony. Laid back.
Oh. Yeah.
Calm.
You?
So calm that when I came back in yesterday, I had to fake my first rant in the afternoon.
Oh, no.
I heard one, so, yeah. And I was just in the room next door.
No. Yeah, sometimes you don't need a radio to hear it, but I've had people driving by in 85. But the first test was, I didn't leave infusion till about 11, and that's usually a half hour after I'm trying to get a quick nap in between shows. And I went home and I just dozed right off.
Oh.
I mean, in minutes. And I slept well last night, too.
I went to infusion yesterday afternoon. They were still finishing their training, and I got an IV getting me ready for my big weekend coming up.
That's right.
Going to Ohio.
You know, you need that, especially going back, because you got to have the, you were blessed with a face that's going to make you look younger than most of your classmates.
I hope so.
This is true.
But on top of that, having that, where do you get all your energy? How do you, the life of the party.
You have to MC, don't you?
I do.
So you need to make sure you had a good boost to power through all that.
So get a haircut today.
Want me to write some great high school reunion jokes for you? Guaranteed to work. I try to myself. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, sure.
I would appreciate it if you would treat me with the same level of respect as you would a substitute teacher. If they have, it's going to be a dinner, right?
Yeah,
a sit down or a buffet?
It's. I think it's a buffet.
Yeah. What you do is you go down just to give this reunion all the authenticity of our high school days. You go down the buffet line if you have a wireless mic and say, "Well, look at this. We got Sloppy Joe, all the crap they used to shovel out in the cafeteria, and." Hey, maybe you could do the lunch lady thing and roll up your sleeves and put some hankies in there.
We got
just suggest.
We got a kind of an icebreaker Friday night and a picnic on the lake on Sunday, and the weather is going to be.
You're doing the whole thing, the 3-day thing.
Beautiful, just like this.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't graduate school with the morons I did, who have their big party on Friday night, and I get there Saturday expecting the big party, and it's like, well, that was last night. I mean, I spent $1,500 for tickets to fly.
You're kidding.
And this much younger woman.
That's awful. That is awful.
Yeah, and I was one of about half a dozen couples that never even looked at the ticket, just assumed it was going to be a Saturday night event.
Oh, my God.
Mm. That's awful.
I've never heard that story.
Yeah, that's...
What was that supposed to be, the 20th, or what was...
That was the
25th. 25th?
Yeah. I think
wow.
We... I emceed, I don't know how many dozens of those during my Florida career, and they're fun. They're easy to do. Good money. Not one was ever on a Friday night. Never. I've never heard of that. So leave it to Bogan High School to break new ground and stupidity.
Yeah, your high school's weird. I think anybody that's ever listened to this show would agree that your high school was weird.
Well,
instead of a picnic, we'll probably have a nude swim together.
Yeah.
Except it won't be nearly as fun as it would have been.
Well, ours is in the little Sheffield Lake Community Center, and they didn't hire a DJ. It's going to come off. The music's coming off my iPad.
Oh wow!
It's going to be a playlist.
Yeah, it's fun
it's
to do.
It's
going to
be
that.
A good one then.
It's like fun to do. Here are the top 10 songs we graduated. Whatever. But I went to reunions to talk to people, not to dance. I never understood that.
Yeah.
It's 3 hours.
I haven't been to a high school reunion yet.
I'm a little nervous.
Well, aren't you young?
Well, I mean, surely there's one coming up.
Seriously?
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
What year did you graduate?
2003.
Well, your 10th anniversary, your 10 year would have already, you know.
Should be 15.
Yeah, I was busy.
Oh, so they had one, you just didn't go.
They had one at like the flipping
right
Elks Lounge. And Coleman hadn't gone wet yet, and...
Alcohol, no, so you passed.
Was it BY?
Really?
Did they let you bring spring packages?
I think you could.
Because that's the way it usually is in a dry town.
Yeah,
they let you bring packages.
I think that you could, but it was just, it was weird. It was priced wonky. Like, it was very expensive to go to the Elks Lounge, and I thought, I'm not driving up from Mobile for this.
Sounds like the reunion committee put a little money in their pocket, maybe. We deserve this for putting all the money.
I don't know, but so that means the 20th would be the next closest one.
I'm a little nervous about recognizing some folks, because they don't look the same.
Watch the Andy Griffith episode where they have the Mayberry Union High reunion.
Yeah. I know that one.
Barney sits there with the yearbook telling that. Now, at 20, you shouldn't have that much trouble. All these years later,
this is the 45th.
Yeah. I got one next year, maybe. Of course, in my case, it's just a matter of will I be alive in a year? Who knows?
That's not funny.
Our most electrifying story, you probably already know what it is, but I got a take on it that I think you'll get a kick out of. In the meantime, for any type of roofing issues, turn to a company with a legacy that's now in its 8th decade here in the River Region. That's Jones Brothers. Think about it. In any business that involves repair, replacement, you have got to have a button-down record of customer service, because in a town this size, word gets around quickly. And when there's a crisis like a severe weather situation that comes through, a lot of hail, and then everybody needs their roof repaired, charlatans come around. Good to have a working relationship with Jones Brothers. I have not had any problems with the roof at the current place, and there have been none at the other, but there have been times when leaks appear in the ceiling and your first thought is, I got to replace the whole roof. That's usually not the case. Call Jones Brothers and they will diagnose the situation, find where the water came in, seal that area. As your house settles, these are natural things. Doesn't mean your roof is in bad shape. It's just a natural phenomenon of age. You get leaky. Call 800-264-8009 or visit jbroof.com and see all the other wonderful things they can add to your home, including replacement windows, doors, and outdoor screened-in patios with Jones Brothers. That's jbroof.com. 619.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search for the suspect in a deadly armed robbery continues in Brundage. Police say a man shot and killed the store clerk early Wednesday morning. Anyone with information is asked to call Brundage Police. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is warning of an ongoing scam. Officials say someone is calling people claiming they have a warrant, they missed a fine, or they missed jury duty, and then asking for money in return. They say these types of scams are on the rise across the country. And school resource officers from across the area are in Montgomery this week for training. The training focuses on three main areas: the function of law enforcement, mentoring students, and guest speaking. It also deals with how to effectively prevent emergencies from happening in schools. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
621 is the talk host. It's my job to keep up with current events so I can come in and sound like I know what I'm talking about in the afternoon. And with the buildup, I was actually surprised it actually happened. And I'll bet there's a few people that wish they hadn't called Robert Mueller in yesterday, because I don't think it played well for one party in particular.
He was not an articulate guy, was he?
No, and that's what we're going to feature here in this electrifying presentation of Mueller and his memory highlights.
Yeah, can you repeat the question? Can you read the last question again? Can you repeat the question just to make certain that I have it accurate? Can you repeat the last part of that question? You're going to have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the question, sir? I'm sorry, could you I apologize. Can you start it again? I'm sorry, could you repeat that one? And the question was, who else were you talking about? And what was the question, sir, if I might? Then could you repeat it? Pardon me? I'm sorry, could you again repeat the question?
But he's like 75, right?
What does that 70? Have to do with it? He didn't even read his own frickin' report. He signed it, but it was obvious he had no idea what was in it. I mean, this is a bad joke on the American people.
When Michael Moore is retweeted by Donald Trump, that was an amazing moment.
Yeah, I don't know that it gets any lower than that for... look who's here. He was at Bomb Hours last night. William B.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Well, you interrupted us entertaining ourselves.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just what I got to do sometimes. Yeah, it was good to see everybody last night, but I think somebody probably slipped something in my iced tea because I woke up this morning and it's fall.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it feels nice outside.
It's just incredible. It's a dream. We'll all wake up from it.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be when it's October 25th. You must have gone into a coma or something for a few months.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Somebody put something in my tea. Yeah, it was pretty shady characters down on that end of the table, if you recall.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Sorry about the Igor comment last night. I don't know if that was really who hooked the electrodes up to your head or not, but...
No. I don't even know if... I think they're nodules. I don't think they're electrodes. I think electrodes...
It's not like a Frankenstein movie.
Yeah, I wasn't facing capital punishment yesterday. You don't feel anything.
Okay, yeah.
You don't feel anything. It's very comfortable. Yeah,
it was good to see everybody last night, man. I think I needed that.
And everybody said it was good to see you.
Well, it was good to see all of them, and you too. And anyway, continue to entertain yourselves. I got to go to work. Some of us do have to work for a living, you know?
We understand, sir. You have a good one, William.
Bye. Did the world-famous Randall show up?
Randall didn't make it last night, and I just missed.
Muffins are done.
Now, why am I... Gary says, I'm listening. Be nice. What did I do?
Muffins would be nice.
I didn't do anything nice.
Cranberry orange muffin.
If it's not keto, I can't eat it.
Well, that's not a muffin for you.
Womp womp.
Let's take a look at Jack Ingram, the category vehicle under $10,000. Still a couple of Volkswagen Jettas left that have not been purchased. The one that I think is the real winner in the group is a 2012 Jetta TDI with 61,000 original miles on it. Think about that. That's... that's a car that's been used very sparingly, let's put it that way. So not a lot of hard driving, hard miles on a car from 2012. You sure want to take a look at that? A 2015 Kia Forte LX, 68,000 miles. Very reasonable. And let's see, they had anything new to the group here? There's a 2011 Ford Edge, 2011 Jeep Compass Base, all of these cars under 10, and that 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe SE, $5,800. All of these cars are there because they passed the rigorous inspection standards of Jack Ingram. Good vehicle history, gleaming body, nice clean interior, most importantly, an engine that is ready to deliver lots of reliable driving miles and not trouble. That's what you want. Shop at jackingram.com by price, by vehicle type, by brand name, or stop by and see Tip and his team. They got a great locator service. And don't forget the value lot across the street where you can save even more. And they have 20-plus financing options for you at Jack Ingram. Signature used cars at 626, traffic, and then the timeline for July the 25th.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your Thursday morning traffic, and we don't have a lot of problems out on the roadways. Everybody is moving along fine on the boulevard. If you're on the interstates, we're up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any delays on the 31s this morning. Let's just be careful as we get into work. Fall semester classes at Trenton State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Crank up your engine. Alabama is known for having some of the world's best heavy equipment operators. Thompson Tractor is providing an opportunity to prove it. Enter the Thompson Caterpillar Operator Challenge on July 25th and 26th in Montgomery, Alabama, for your chance to win and advance to regional, national, and even international Cat competitions. The best Cat tractor operators in the region will be going steel toe to steel toe in a fun-filled, pressure-packed, open competition where the best operators will compete on the best equipment. Scores will be based on speed, accuracy, and best practices. All participants will get a shirt, hat, belt buckle. But only the top five will get a chance to compete in the finals later this summer and advance to the CAT Regional Operator Challenge competition. But you got to register in advance to enter, and you got to enter to win. So visit ThompsonOperatorChallenge.com for details. Call your sales rep or visit a Thompson tractor location near you. Be sure to bring out your best, because that's what it takes.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just a hot sun, went in the pool, forgot sunscreen, like a big fool. Went from suntan to a lobster man, feel like I'm totally on fire. Back is blistered and my face is burnt. All cooked up like a charred piece of meat. Ow, my skin hurts. When will I learn to wear sunscreen? I got a sunburn.
Sunburn, sunburn. Sunburn, sunburn. Sunburn, sunburn, sunburn.
Uh-uh, don't do that.
Sunburn, sunburn. Sunburn, sunburn,
sunburn. Got a sunburn. Look how red my skin turned.
Sunburn,
sunburn. Got a sunburn. Sunburn.
10 minutes to TV, 15 to Cheap and Trashy. It is 6:29 with the timeline for July the 25th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
The 206th day of the year, 159 days remain on your morning timeline. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh!
Two ends of the spectrum today, National Chili Day.
Oh.
You know, chili hot dog day. Hardee's has a good chili hot dog.
Really?
I've never had one of theirs. National Hot Fudge Sunday Day, so you either can get a chili dog or a hot fudge sundae.
There's a lot of hot stuff in July.
Yes, there is. It's Merry-Go-Round Day. The first carousel patent issued on this date in 1871. On this date in 1866, the war is over, but Ulysses S. Grant is named General of the Army, first officer ever to hold that rank. On this date in 52, 67 years ago, Puerto Rico became a self-governing commonwealth of the United States. Much joy in Puerto Rico this morning as the governor resigns. Scumbag.
Yes.
Now our song of the day. It goes back 6 years before the moon landing when we were following the Gemini missions. School of Broadcasting students, we sometimes ignore songs with very short intros, but that's not fair, especially when you got some really good ones here. Here's one from a group we've never done before, a British invasion group from 63. I promise this song for the Dave Clark Five will make you feel glad all over.
You say that you love me.
I think Dave Clark is dead. Is he not?
You know,
I really don't know.
I'll Google.
Yeah. Hitting the Google.
I'm guessing.
Oh, never mind. Jay's going to do it.
I'm guessing he's about 75.
He is 76 years old.
Okay, so the lead singer is dead, but Dave Clark is still around. Okay. DC5 was a big deal, and they were great.
Yeah, Dave Clark wasn't the lead singer of the Dave Clark Five.
I don't think so, no.
Santana's not the singer in Santana.
Well, Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, that was Teddy Pendergrass, too, right? You know. So a lot of times...
Next, you're going to tell me that Tommy James didn't sing Hanky Panky.
Well,
Jethro
you know,
Tull wasn't the lead singer in...
How about Jethro Paul Revere and the Raiders?
Jethro Dull.
How about Paul Revere and the Raiders?
It was Mark Lindsay.
Mark Lindsay.
Wow.
We can go on and on.
Yes.
1964, the Beatles' third album, Hard Day's Night, started a 20-week run at number one. 21 weeks. It was the first Beatles album recorded on a four-track tape, which allowed better stereo mixes. How many tracks now?
Do you remember you could buy an album in mono or stereo?
I know.
Stereo was a dollar more.
Remember when singles came out in stereo? Wow.
It was a big deal.
1965, Bob Dylan rocks the world of folk music. He performed at the Newport Folk Festival in Rhode Island, but he did it. He abandoned the acoustic guitar and went electric.
Yep.
Well, many in the crowd booed him. What are you doing? 53 years ago in 66, Supremes, number one. Can't Hurry Love. 69, Neil Young appears at Crosby, Stills, and Nash for the first time. He was an on and off guy with them. Neil Young was there and was not there. 1980, Caddyshack was released, starring Bill Murray and the infamous Baby Ruth.
So I know I was in a movie theater then on this date.
That was a great movie. I love that movie. On this date in 85, spokesman for Rock Hudson confirms that the actor hospitalized in Paris is suffering from AIDS. He died the following October. This is the day in 1990, Roseanne butchered the Star Spangled Banner at the San Diego Padres game. She was booed.
Yeah.
On this date in 1997, Air Force One release starring Harrison Ford as the president. A president who gets in it. Didn't he try to fly the plane, or he gets in an escape hatch?
The effects in that movie were kind of cool, but you got to remember that and Independence Day were movies that came out when Bill Clinton was in office.
Right.
And I just couldn't see Bill Clinton doing what Harrison Ford was doing, taking a midair chain between two jets and all that. Yeah. Come on.
I like anything about Air Force One, though. I think it's a cool airplane. 20 years ago in 99, the overcrowded Woodstock 99 Music Festival in Rome, New York ends fires, looting, multiple sex assaults.
It was awful.
Terrible. 19 years ago in 2000, Texas Governor George W. Bush selected heart attack machine Dick Cheney to be the running mate for president and vice president.
Need
some wood? Oh, Lord.
He's still alive. He'll probably outlive us all. 11 years ago in 2008, California becomes the first state to ban trans fats from restaurant food. Birthdays. Joey on Friends. How old is Joey today?
53.
52. You're very close.
Give me go.
Joey.
I thought he was older. Roger Clinton is 63. That's Bill's brother. But I guess he starred in some movies? Yeah?
Was he the one? I'm thinking of Jimmy Carter's brother that used to pee on airplanes.
Oh, gosh. Billy Beer?
Oh,
Billy Beer.
God.
Yeah. Inman is 64. That's David Bowie's widow. Estelle Getty would have had a birthday today. She died in 2008. B. Arthur's mom, Sophia, on The Golden Girls. Countdowns, 36 days till SEC football. The Iron Bowl in 128 days. Christmas in 153 days. And New Year's Eve, 159 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, 636.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
You know, we've been teasing a record this morning. A couple hours ago, we were at 66. The record is 64. It goes back to 137 years. Sunshine, tolerable humidity today with a high around 89, but it's an 89 we can deal with. Mostly clear tonight. Not quite as cool, but low 68 will take it. Tomorrow's high 91. Sunshine, dry. A tad more humidity towards evening. Low tomorrow night, 69. Saturday and Sunday, hot, humid, low 90s, widely scattered pop-up storms, more of the same Monday and Tuesday. Right now this morning, north breeze at 4 miles per hour. The dew point is 59. That's better than yesterday. Temperature now 67, 637.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Our TV time is coming up, and we're going to be talking about our favorite teachers. Good topic with school just right around the corner. And I know one in particular I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to talk about naked swimming in school, or
good.
Should I?
And no. Because did that influence you and change your life and make you a better
person? Was that your favorite teacher?
Yeah. And why?
Awkward. Then,
Mr. Curtin, the one that made us walk on our knees naked around the pool. On that.
Yeah, I heard you hollering about that the other day.
If you want that to be your least favorite teacher, then that's fine.
We didn't have a pool, so I'm a little jealous about that part.
Chicago public schools, baby, in those days.
Naked Chicago public swimming. Schools that have their reunions on Fridays.
I get far more credit for my great career success to high school than college. I mean, really.
They say that English teachers and science teachers are some of the...
That's what I'm picking. English teacher, also did journalism and stuff. Miss Banks will be my...
Mrs. Lyons taught me how to not write rambling sentences, how to write more short declarative sentences, and punctuation.
The basics.
Common. I mean, where to put the commas, where to put a colon, where to put a semicolon.
Let's talk about Brian Jewelry and Prattville. Rich does the timeline and the countdown at the end of it, and it lets us know when benchmark holidays are coming up. But you may have a birthday looming or an anniversary or some other occasion you want to celebrate. Just don't know what to get. And here's what you do. You go to Brian Jewelry and Prattville and talk about it with them. With 6 decades of experience, they can help guide you to items they already have in-house, and they do have a huge selection of jewelry, diamonds, gifts. They always have an item of the month on their website. And by the way, when you go to BrianJewelry.com, the first thing you'll get is an exclusive sign-up for members-only savings and enjoy $100 off a purchase of $200 or more. Right away, that's the first thing you should do. And then if you can't find exactly what you want or you know what you want, you can always drive 100 miles all over the place trying to luck into it. Or you can just go there and tell them about what you're looking to find. And if they don't have it, they can make it for you. Because that's what professional jewelers can do, in addition to designing and building a watch and being able to repair it when it's done. Full value, War Eagle Roll Tide showcases for gifts that reflect the great tradition of those two schools and more. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville, and again online at brianjewelry.com.
It's showtime!
And now we will wait for the big connection.
And they were talking about us there.
What did they say?
Brian said, I wonder how long we'll stay on this topic.
Oh, dang.
And Andrew said something like, yeah, my favorite teacher got hit by a bus.
Oh, Greg.
You can remind them that we hear them in queue.
No, because I don't want them to stop. This is like listening in on the...
I heard some great stuff last hour in queue.
Yes, you did.
I missed it.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
So, Andrew, did you have a favorite teacher growing up?
A few.
Well, good. That's good.
Yeah, 77% of us had a favorite teacher. That's according to a new poll. English teachers are the most popular, followed by math, science, history, and music teachers. So basically all of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about, so let's hear from three men and a lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to, before I forget, I was admiring Ryan's suit today.
Uh-huh.
Y'all look sharp.
Now, I was going to say, Ryan, do you embalm the body and then go to the TV station and put that on?
Good Lord.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
And it begins.
We were talking in the break about how long it was going to take to get off of this topic.
Yeah,
We heard you.
Got off of it.
We heard other stuff.
Yeah, we hear it all here, you know. Mm-hmm. I had...
And that's just that segment. Imagine what you would hear about you if you pulled it in earlier.
Actually, that's a very beautiful outfit you have on, Ryan. I would like to acknowledge Miss Banks, my high school English teacher, and she also taught journalism and she was editor of the school paper. And a pivotal day, I got more out of high school for career purposes than I did college. And early on when I was first joining the school paper, she said, this paper is boring. She said, this is all, you know, volleyball scores and there's nothing in here that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend who was learning to fly. He was 15 years old. That's kind of unusual. So I said, are you talking about stuff like that? And she said, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And that became a paradigm that I've used my whole career, where you're looking for something that's different and offbeat. And I learned a lot about writing.
I'm going to a class reunion weekend. We still have a couple of teachers who are actually... from that period of time, still attend our class reunions.
Oh, that's so cool.
And that's cool. There was a seventh grade teacher, Mr. Neuwirth, who was so into the space program and so into planets and so into the stars and stuff like that. He really inspired me. And we still talk about Mr. Neuwirth. So did you have?
Yes. Pass the class, C pass. Miss Cindy passed. She was my high school drama and chorus teacher.
She was incredibly successful.
She put so much drama.
she was amazing. And you know,
did she teach you about ignoring people too? Great job.
She's a fantastic
woman. Did she teach you
woman.
Anger management? Because
no, I mean, she was in the service, and she's an incredibly talented lady, and she that was my junior and senior year of high school, and she helped us navigate some really tricky stuff emotionally, because I was a junior headed to her class when the Twin Towers were hit.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, her having been in the Army and having a better worldview than somebody like me at that time in my life, it really... She was really able to help guide us through that.
That was a challenging time for teachers.
She's phenomenal, and she's retired now, but she still does stuff with community theater in North Alabama. She's an amazing person.
Jay, did you have a favorite?
Well, I went to I went to a private school, and so I had my classrooms were very small, and a lot of the same teachers you had every single year.
Yeah.
Because you just kept, as you kept going, and that was it. So
it's like Mayberry had Miss Crump every year.
A lot of the time. So I would say every single one that I had growing up from K through 12, because that's the entire, I went to that same school, K through 12, every single one of those was extremely important to me.
Did you guys have a favorite?
Yes, Señor Rodriguez, my fifth grade Spanish teacher, was my favorite. And he was very scary. He was very intense. Before you even knew if you could speak Spanish or not, you had to figure out how to understand him because how quickly he spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
But I learned so much that year. My fifth grade Andrew was probably the best Spanish I've ever spoken in my life.
And I was saying this in the break. I had several great teachers, you know, that I really learned a lot in their classes. But my favorite teacher, I don't want to say that person's name because it's one of my bank passwords. One of the security questions. You know, the security questions, so I'm just like, well, yeah.
All of Ryan's teachers are at home right now trying to guess his bank passwords.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
See the bank account, they're like, as teachers, we make more money than you.
That's great. I love it.
All right, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your day.
You're looking forward to it.
And to hear more from Three Men and a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6. I'm going to get a...
That was a good segment.
It was a very
everybody
good
got to talk.
Yes, everybody contributed.
Well, they all, you know.
Everybody got to participate.
That's good. I like that. That was a good one.
It was. I think they're all good. I think they all have something.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of like what's the word? I mean, they're organic, so they grow in different directions every day.
Then again, some of them that we announced the subject at the beginning and go on to something different, some of those segments are the best we ever do.
Yes, true.
Yeah. Well, right, it's a starting point.
Yeah.
Okay, Chief of Trash coming up next. It is 6:46. The next hour, Jay will have random facts that'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz, and we have Boss Gang's tickets.
That we do.
Awesome.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your Thursday morning traffic, and things look great out on the roadways this morning. We do see a lot of traffic headed into the Maxwell Air Force Base gates and around the Gunner Annex, so be careful if you're rolling that way. The boulevard doesn't have any delays this morning, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. Let's just be careful as we get our Thursday morning rolling. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Pig Enterprises on South Memorial Drive in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now a star is born. On July 25th, 1967, the world welcomed little baby Matt LeBlanc.
Doctor, how's he doing?
How are you doing?
Matt LeBlanc, a star is born.
Joey.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
Well, it's human trashy. And let me ask you all a question here. How much would you pay for all your streaming services?
$50 for all of them.
I'm afraid to know. I don't know the number right now.
I honestly don't either.
Oh, did you ask how much we would pay or how much we do pay? I don't know. Husband handles
that. How much
that.
Would you pay?
Well,
there's a bunch out there.
I know.
Survey asked 2,200 Americans how much they're willing to pay for on-demand entertainment. And 66% of Americans said they already have one to two streaming services, mostly Netflix, Prime, Hulu, and HBO Now. A quarter said they have three to four, and just a few said they had more than five or six streaming services.
I have about five right now.
1% of the psychos that were surveyed said they had more than 10.
No.
It's crazy.
Like, CBS is not going to get my money. NBC's not going to get my money. Disney might.
Disney will get my money. CBS money. Disney will get my money. Hulu, Netflix, Amazon.
I'm including Spotify because I pay them a monthly fee.
Disney Plus is going to start out at $7 a month. They always start out at $7 a month, and then
right.
A year later, why is it $12.99?
Yep.
No word yet on how much NBC Universal will cost.
No way.
But it will have The Office. It'll be interesting to see how that transition affects both Netflix and NBC Universal.
Well, it's a powerful franchise.
A couple of questions about high-profile celebrities. The Hollywood Reporter is asking if Leonardo DiCaprio is a diva.
They were told not to make eye contact with him during his latest movie?
Yeah, that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
How do you not make eye contact with somebody?
He's not like an emperor.
Well, the Hollywood exec said, I've admired the fact that throughout all of his fame, he's maintained his friendships, relationships, closeness with his parents. He's a truly loving human being, even if he does take Learjets to climate change conferences. Hollywood could change people, and it really hasn't changed him. Maybe he's afraid if you make eye contact, that makes a connection, and he doesn't want it. Could be. Faye Dunaway, same thing. A New York Post says She's up there. She's got to be close to 80, I would think.
Yeah, probably. Connie Francis is 83.
I'm going to guess 83.
But the Post says that she slapped and threw things at crew members
right. In
the Tea at Five play in which she's starring, which is all about the life of Katharine Hepburn.
She's 78.
Whenever I think of Faye Dunaway, I think of Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde, yes, the movie that totally fantasized two of the most lawless murderers in American history.
Yeah.
What a joke.
Romanticized.
Fantasized. Well, romanticized. I mean, the movie that I watched with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson, Highwaymen, I think
it
was called. That was a very realistic portrayal.
I thought so.
Everybody. Including the capture. But one of the things in that movie was how they were like major celebrities. And a lot of people liked them because they robbed banks. And in the Depression, banks were held in very high regard. Rutger Hauer passed away. That's one of the greatest names ever for an actor. Rutger Hauer. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if I know if I woke up next to him. They were never going to redo the final season of Game of Thrones. The online petition, which has 1.7 million signatures. There was never a minute when they considered spending another $90 million in another year of production costs to make these unsatisfied, these...
Get a life.
Really, find one somewhere.
Move out of your parents' garage.
Let's see, there was one other note I wanted to get. Oh, Sheryl Crow says Woodstock 99 was the single worst gig in her career.
Well,
It was a nightmare.
It was a rape fest.
You had a bunch of doo-doo rock playing that was all full of anger and hate. And of course people were going to be mad and angry.
Or fires. It looked like...
awful. Just awful. Woodstock 94? Good.
It was good. Woodstock 94 was good.
Good, but everything went to crap in 99 with that new metal mess. Blah.
But you can't recreate... The first one is remembered mainly because it was a disaster on so many levels.
Yeah.
450,000 people, more than they were expecting, showed up. It rained, and it rained, and it rained.
Yeah.
And access roads were clogged for, 40 miles, I heard?
Man, the New York State Thruway is closed, man. Cool.
I just don't understand why people always feel like they have to recreate something that was so magical that they didn't get a chance to be a part of. Well, that's what makes it... I mean, that was a perfect storm of things that happened right. And made for a memorable event and something culturally significant in our country's history. You can't recreate that.
So
you're so right.
All the artists for the 50th have been paid, but they don't have a venue yet. It could be somebody's backyard. I don't know.
I think I told Greg this, and I'm trying to remember exactly what I said, but the way that they could have salvaged all of that and done a Woodstock 50th is to not make it like a drive-in theater or whatever, but make it some kind of experience where you go there and they've got the big screens and they show the classic performances and the artists who are still alive and still able to perform are there to perform as well, and make it some kind of thing like that where you've got the nostalgia wrapped into it,
right. But
you also have some modern-day stuff. I don't know. There are multiple ways to have honored that Woodstock legacy, and they totally dropped the ball.
That Lang guy says it's going to happen. So.
Well, God bless him. Maybe it's like the producers thing. If it fails, they make more money.
How about that? That was a brilliantly put thesis on the whole...
Please clap.
Yeah, I think she deserves that. Gulf States Pavilion Wetumpka is a company that has to step into very difficult situations involving individuals. Some are wounded heroes coming home from serving overseas with injuries sustained in battle that are limiting them to one extent or another, short-term, long-term. People who have been in a wreck or had some other misfortune that's cost them some or all of their mobility, and begins the process of a customized approach to restoring choices to those lives that have been so dramatically affected. Gulf States in Wetumpka, over many years, has earned accolades and awards from all over the southeastern United States. But James Garrett and Tommy Johnson will tell you, it's not about the awards. It's about the service we provide to people and the choices we can give back to them through the technologies they've developed there, including people who were told, you'll never drive again. But now, with voice command technology vehicles, they can. and have control of their own schedule and diminish the level of dependency to the greatest extent possible. Look them up on Facebook. Their number is 514-6590. They, me, we all hope you never have to call them for the reason they're there. But if you need them, you'll be glad they are. Gulf States Mobility, the Pride of Wetumpka, 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Fox News coming up. Jay's getting ready for Random Facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds